the most interesting aspect of this is that the markets which had declined last year, for example, China, had declined very heavily last year, and it has surprised us by springing a very big shocker, and the increase from China is very, very, very encouraging. But it's not only from China, Japan also. Yes, Japan is still the leading market in Asia, it's still leading, but even from Europe, from America, where you are phoning me from, we are seeing that the markets are responding very well to our marketing strategies.
What about the issue of room occupancy? Have you seen it increasing in line with this 12% increase?
We see a corresponding increase in terms of room and bed occupancies, and we are very, very happy that our rooms, at times, people could not even get a room if you just appear and we are a walk-in. You had to book in advance, and this is quite encouraging to us, and we think the trend should continue, and we'll continue in that line.
And also, there's been a lot of criticism in terms of your strategy on domestic tourism. What are you doing to at least lure local tourists?
Yeah, these people who criticize us in terms of our domestic strategies are people who do not understand how tourism works. When they say we are not doing enough to lower domestic tourism, no, they will soon discover that we have done quite a lot. And the only problem that we have is that Zimbabwe's population is not very rich. In terms of employment, Zimbabwe's employment rate is very low. And even those who are employed, what they are earning basically a surviving salary. They can't meet all their basic needs from the salary that they're earning in Zimbabwe. So for us to think of people saving for leisure, it's unthinkable. The other division of tourism, which we call meetings, incentives, and conferences and exhibitions. Meetings and conferences, Zimbabweans have been doing a lot of meetings, a lot of conferences, which is tourism, and this is bankrolled by organization. And I think they can't find us faulting that area. I think we've done very well in terms of meetings and conferences from Zimbabwe, by Zimbabweans. But on the leisure part, we understand our people. We understand that their levels of disposable income is very low, if at all it exists. There is no disposable income we might want to talk about for most working Zimbabweans. So that is why our leisure tourism in the domestic market is very low.